Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I talked about it last week. I'm going to talk about it again. Jennifer and I go to the International Builders Show at the Orlando Convention Center with 1 million square feet of coverage of all new things involving building and remodeling your house, home, castle, or cabin. And the one thing that stopped everybody in the entire convention center was the Ford Vehicle Display Center. And they had that Lightning F-150 all-electric vehicle on display. I tell you what, it's absolutely incredible. Head-to-head competition. Last Saturday, Arizona Republic, the Ford F-150 against, let's just say it's an unnamed lesser vehicle. As it relates to engine and fuel economy.
Which could be any.
The Ford F-151, towing capacity and towing payload tech winner, F-150. I mean, in every single category in a head-to-head competition, features, trims, and value, winner, F-150. And now, President's Day weekend at Sanderson Ford. Get out there. All kind of special offers. Great. They've got over 50 F-150s available. Over 30 Escapes, all available now. They've got some packages with as little as less than 1% interest with cash back incentives. This would be the weekend to go pick your new Ford out. And if you do, go to Sanderson Ford.
51st Avenue in Glendale. It's got to be today or Monday because they're never open on Sunday.
And President's Day weekend. They're going to extend the sale through Monday. Can't beat it. Most award-winning Ford dealership in America. All right, back on topic with the director. We were trying to solve the immigration issue. No, we really weren't. I tried to take him there, but he's too smart for that.
You were trying to solve it.
Oh, man. But I will tell you another thing I discovered at the International Builders Show. They have two new computer apps. One's called Hammer, HAMMR.com. The other one is WorkRise.com. And they are LinkedIn, Indeed type websites specifically just for tradespeople all across the country.
Right. And those kind of things are happening all over the place. You know, in Arizona, we have At Works Arizona.
Okay.
And so a contractor, and so all of our contractor friends, if they're listening, is if you are interested in maybe starting your own your own apprenticeship program, or you're interested in doing a job fair, we call that the At Arizona At Works. They call it a prepaid plan because your taxes have already paid for it. It's free. Okay. They can set up. They can help set up the job. They can add you to the job board. They can help you with your ads. They can pre-screen things for people and all those kind of things. And they can target focus specifically on the people that you want. Rosie and you guys can do that yourself too. You can target that. That'll help a little bit. Then we've got your Build Your Future Arizona,
which is
tied into NCCER, and some large contractors have contributed $50,000 a year for 3 years. That was their commitment to help spread this advertising. And then you've got the CTEs. I keep going back there. EVIT, Westmec, Metrotech. There's 16 or 17 CTEs in the state of Arizona, and they all need support, not just for construction sciences. And you notice I keep going that construction science technology. It's the focus groups we've done for young people is they don't resonate with trades, and either do their mothers whatever, or some others. Because construction is considered a fat-thumbed, dirty T-shirt, size 12 boot, size 4 hat industry, and that it is not. And so What we're doing is we're focusing on those, understanding that methodology. Science, an old word that means to know. Technology, a new word that means to build. What about it isn't construction?
I love it.
Okay. And we've worked a long time with the Department of Education here to get them to start calling these kind of courses the technology. And then I worked with them and said, we got to add the science part in there. So construction, science, technology, professions, because that's what we are. It's a profession. It's a career, right?
It's so career.
It's so awesome.
It is.
And the technology and, robotics and And you got job sites where they've got drones going around double checking stuff and measuring. It's not what everybody, you know, thinks that that's all it is. It still means that you have to dig a footing, right?
It does, right. And do it right.
Yeah, so what's the difference between a monolithic pour and a regular standard footing? Why is one wider, deeper? It's all science.
I don't know how I could have made the contacts I made remodeling homes for Fortune 100 executives, professional athletes,
absolutely,
entertainers. Mm-hmm. And you get to know them on a pretty personal level because you're in there remodeling their bathroom. Hey, you're a contractor. It's kind of nice that the registered contractors is a contractor. Jeff, I've got a call here that would like some answers. You are gonna answer the questions.
Okay.
Let's welcome John to the conversation. John, let me introduce you to the most knowing contractor I know, the registrar of contractors for the entire state of Arizona, Jeff Fleetham. John, why don't you ask Jeff your question?
Okay. Hi, you guys, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I got a question. I have a new build, and this question is around the felt and the tiles on the roof.
Yes, sir.
So it's in the construction process, and they put the felt, and they've tacked it down, and they have the tiles sitting on the roof, and it's been sitting on the roof for probably over 2 months or more.
Okay.
And during that time, there's been, we've had a little bit of rainstorm, a lot of wind storms, and I'm just wondering, if that's good for the felt, and how long can they keep those tiles up on the roof before they actually need to, put them down? And in the meanwhile, they put the drywall in the inside. And I just feel like the inside is still exposed.
Gotcha.
All right, John.
Here's the reason. And you mentioned the key thing, the drywall is already there, right? So what the tile does is we call it preloading the structure. So the tile is heavy, right? And so the tile goes on the roof structure, and it preloads it. And so it compresses the building to where it's going to be compressed when it's finished. And then you put the drywall on before that so it doesn't crack when you then put the tile on. So that's a normal process. The felt, if there's any problem with the felt before they put that down, they'll fix that. They'll repair that if they got to refelt it or whatever. But that's called preloading, and it's a common practice with tile roofs.
It's the right practice.
Yes, a right common practice.
So, John, they're doing it the right way.
And just one more reason why, if I'm building, I do it in masonry.
Yeah, I mean,
you build it with a strong enough material, you don't need to preload because you're expecting cracking, warping, and twisting and splinting.
On the walls, they still want you to preload
your
roof.
Yeah, you would still preload it. Always preload it. So.
Now listen, Director, the topic of the hour, you may not know that if you're a listener, was painting.
But
when we found out you were coming in, I thought, well, boy, I'm going to jump all over this opportunity. But we're covering the topic of painting the entire month of February.
Okay.
And one of the things we wanted to talk about today is the presence of lead. And for do-it-yourselfers that are in homes that were built prior to 1978,
right,
you need to test this. And I know, folks, there are do-it-yourself test kits you can buy. But are you qualified to actually test correctly? So I just want to ask you homeowners a couple questions. You're in a home built prior to 1978. It's probably, and you're going to do a little remodel. Well, we're going to need to test it for lead, for your safety and the safety of everyone that's going to work on the project. Do you know how to test it for lead? How many coats of paint have been put over that original lead-based coat of paint? 3, 4, 5? Were one of those coats leftover lead-based paint, or had they converted to acrylic? You need to test every layer of paint that's been put on that house, not just the paint that's on the surface. And then there are kits that are designed for particular colors. If you use the wrong kit on the wrong color, you will get a false negative, when in fact, you could be dealing with lead-based paint, and you wouldn't be taking the necessary precautions. Professional lead testing is not that expensive. We actually include it in every estimate we do. Lead and asbestos testing, it doesn't cost a lot of money. For the reduction of exposure of liability and health concerns, it's well worth the money. If you, the Arizona homeowners, are tackling a project on a home dated, constructed before 1978, contact a lead and asbestos testing agency and get it tested correctly, professionally. I do not recommend you using the do-it-yourself kits. There's just too much you need to know to do it and do it right. It's called follow instructions. And you know what? That's another app I found at the Builder Show. Jennifer, what was that app's name?
Built. Wasn't it B-I-L-T, right? Built.
Yeah, built.com. They have taken the owner's manual of literally thousands of products, and they've animated, illustrated, and video enhanced every instruction manual. It was the most genius. It makes following directions cool again. And it's a free app. You download it, and then you go, let's just say, Thermador dishwasher installation. And it will show you every step, animated, illustrated, from the owner's manual, how to do it.
But just think, if you didn't follow directions and you got it right the first time, how much time you would save.
How many badges of honor does that get you, huh? But it was a brand new app that really caught my attention.
So let's say I have a sink. Well, just happened to me too. Yeah. Bathroom faucet.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 20 years old. I know the stem's leaking. Yep. If I don't have the instruction manual, I can go here and find it and see what the part number is.
And it'll even demonstrate how to do it. So it's like YouTube and animation and the owner's manual all built into one free app.
Genius. Awesome.
And the guy that demonstrated, we did a little video on it so we could demonstrate it. He said there isn't a manufacturer that isn't in waiting to get their manuals loaded onto their software.
That's awesome.
And they've already got literally, you can't think, if you walked into an Ace Hardware store and looked at all the brands, there isn't a brand on the shelves that isn't already in that app.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I was kind of tickled by all that. Now, on the topic of painting, we're talking lead and asbestos testing. Asbestos isn't really particularly a problem in paint. But again, for you do-it-yourselfers, I'm going to tell you a story that Rosie Remodeling experienced 2 years ago. We went into a house in Paradise Valley for a pretty extensive remodel. I mean, it was a big remodel. And it broke my heart, but a big part of the job was removing about 3,000 square feet of Brazilian rosewood flooring. And there was no way to get it out and save it. It was coming out in splinters. But we knew the remodel had been done about 10 years ago. We went in and started demoing it, and my floor demo guy stopped immediately. He said, this rosewood is installed on top of 30-year-old vinyl.
Right, right.
It's asbestos. We have to shut the whole job down. So those of you that are doing the remodeling on your own, your do-it-yourself projects, just be aware. We were using asbestos and lead in many building products right up until 1978. If you're going to tackle a project on a home older than that, please do the lead and asbestos testing. We test the insulation, we test the paint, we test the floor adhesives, we test all the wraps on the ductwork. They go through and they test the entire home for lead and asbestos. Because if you start and then contaminate the space, you're talking about significantly increased costs to continue that project. And we're here to educate you and save you from that dilemma. If you have any questions, there is a government website that's pretty darn helpful. EPA.gov/lead/asbestos. And it will guide you through what's required to deal with lead or asbestos at your home. Again, all homes prior to 1978, do-it-yourselfers, beware, be cautious, do it right.